On June 23, 1821, a 21-year-old Englishman named William Lovett arrived in London with 30 shillings in his pocket, looking for a fresh start. Lovett was a working-class kid from Newlyn, a fishing village on the southwest tip of England. As a teen, he had apprenticed for a local rope maker and plans to go into the rope-making trade as an adult. Making rope wasn't the most prestigious job in the world, but it was steady work, and Lovett found satisfaction and purpose in it. Unfortunately for him, the Industrial Revolution was well underway, and a newly developed technology, the metal chain, was disrupting the rope business. Rope sales were plummeting as customers opted for the stronger, more durable material that could be mass-produced by big steam-powered machines in urban factories. After failing to find steady work as a rope maker, Lovett realized that the skills he had spent his teenage years honing were becoming obsolete. He wasn't alone. All over England, workers were coming to terms with their own irrelevance. Industrial machinery had upended the careers of blacksmiths, farmhands, and other manual laborers, and cost tens of thousands of artisans their jobs. Some workers fought these changes head-on, including a coalition of machine-smashing textile workers in Manchester who became known as the Luddites. Others, including Lovett, started looking for a new line of work instead. Changing careers wasn't easy, and Lovett had several false starts. He joined the crew of a fishing boat, but quickly discovered that it made him seasick. He worked for a carpenter, but was forced out of that job in short order after several of the carpenter's young apprentices complained that Lovett was unfit for the trade. Growing more desperate, Lovett packed his bags, said goodbye to his family, and set off for London. There, he hoped, he'd discover a new future waiting for him. Maybe you've had a moment like that, an instant when you felt the future rush past you and worried that the skills you'd spent your life accumulating were suddenly worthless. My William Lovett moment came in 2012. I was in my mid-20s, covering Wall Street and the stock market for the Times. At the time, the newspaper industry was in steep decline, and it seemed as if jobs like mine might vanish at any moment. Lots of my friends in journalism had been laid off. Lots of print publications had closed or gone online only. And there were constant rumors about the next dominoes to fall. One day, I read a story about a startup that was developing an AI reporting tool based on a process called Natural Language Generation, or NLG. This program could take structured data, statistics from a corporate earnings report, for example, or a database of real estate listings, and turn it into a full-fledged news story in milliseconds, with no human reporters or editors needed. These robot journalists weren't winning any Pulitzer Prizes, but they never missed their deadlines, and they were shockingly productive. The makers of one NLG app, Wordsmith, claimed that it had churned out 300 million news stories in a single year, more than every journalist on Earth combined. Another app, made by a company called Narrative Science, was being used by sports websites like Big Ten Network to turn box scores and player information into auto-generated game recaps. And major media companies like the Associated Press, Forbes, and Reuters were signing up to incorporate AI reporters into their newsrooms.